The very first thing that you can do is learn that if you want to start creating a product of any kind, you need to have an audience for it. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Right.
That was recording. Evans, welcome back to Questionably Awesome, where you're my co-host. And I'm going to give people a little inside scoop on these episodes if they don't know. These are the episodes where we are going to answer the audience's questions. You guys submit these by texting me. I'm actually going to give you that number right now because this is what we're doing now. We didn't used to text, Evans. They used to do this online. Like they used to do this through stories and send us their questions.
Yeah.
But you guys need to text 310-496-8363 and you text the word podcast. So text the word podcast to 310-496-8363. And you can then let Evans and I know your questions and we're going to give you a shout out with your name and everything. And we're going to answer your questions. Evans, how do you feel about that?
I feel really good about it, especially since I am not a licensed professional.
These are great because we're, you know, submit any questions you have. If you have questions about, you know, how many times a week you think you should get a pedicure, we are going to weigh in on that. You know, if you should be eating more eggs or more spinach, like this is going to be the conversation. If you guys are already lost, that's the point. So, you know what else I need to tell? I don't think we've told people recently is that you used to be my executive assistant and you were like such a freaking genius that it was like, I don't know how long we worked together, but it was amazing. It was through my book tour. So we traveled, we did all the things and you were one of my favorite people ever in the whole world to be around. So when you moved on to greener pastures, I was like, I can't lose this woman because I love who I am around her. And she makes me laugh so hard. So that's when you came on the podcast as a co-host.
Which is so cool. And honestly, the pastures were a little browner, not greener.
Oh, that's right. So now you've moved on from that particular scenario. Now we're in a new scenario. Can I tell them what you're doing right now?
Tell them.
So you guys, she has now... So I had a goal. This is great. This is going to be a great conversation. So when you had the tough conversation with me about like, hey, oh my God, I love you and I've loved working for you, but I'm moving on. Like, I remember it was so awful. Like, I just had tears welling up because I was like, and I knew you needed to go somewhere else. And I was so happy for you, but I was just so sad because I loved my day today with you. Like, having you come to the house, it was just like such an energy shift. It was so much fun. So that's why I was sad. But
you too.
Then, when you told me that, I was like, that's okay because we're going to work together again. I don't know what it's going to be, but we're going to work together again. And fast forward, I thought that was just the podcast. And now we're also doing some really cool writing stuff. So you are writing emails for the Light Pink newsletter because you just get the vibe. You get my girl. You are her.
And it's like coaching from you to learn what to do and all these courses and just figuring things out. It's been really cool. I feel like I'm in college.
How fun. Like, I love that. And I have to tell you, like, I know that you feel like you're learning so much, but I am like in that same boat with you. Like, we're learning side by side. And I'm loving what's so much fun is Lauren, my new executive assistant, is so freaking amazing and fun. I know you love her too. Love her so much. She's just literally, I mean, praise be. Because let me just tell you about that woman. And you guys have similar energy, so I'm obsessed. But it's so much fun to all work together and to just go back and forth and read the emails and be like, what can we think about? Or what can we talk about? What can we get out in the world? So you guys, like, get creative with who you want to be around and who you want to work with, because it's just, it's all an experiment, right? So it's so much fun, and you really can create the life that you want to create. So that's what she's doing now.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. I'm just like so grateful, and so grateful that you were open to that, because it was like stupid idea time. And I was like, maybe she doesn't want to do this. Oh my God. So I was nervous about asking, because I'm like, all right, well, I can handle if she turns me down. It's fine. We'll keep podcasting together. I was like, I have an idea. Are you open?
Yes. Open for business.
So there you go, guys. Evans, yay. Tell me what's new in the world of Evans and Adam and June. June is her dog.
Yeah. Okay. I just have to say that I feel like I really hit an adult level this week, because I bought a fireproof box for documents off of
Amazon. Whoa. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I think we have one that we're not using that we really need to be using. That's intense. Are you going to go give it a rating? Like, are you going to, my question is, are you going to test it out? Are you going to put something in, put a piece of paper in there, test it out, film it, and be that person that puts it up on Amazon? Like, I brought this thing to a bonfire. I let it sit all night long while I got drunk. And here's my review. It's not looking so good, but gosh darn it, that paper in there is alive and well.
I love the people that do that. That is so funny.
I'm so grateful for them, though. Like, I get so annoyed with them if it's my stuff. And then when I go to buy, I'm like, Shirley and Scranton said that this book did not do it for her. All right. She's also really angry about something in this book. Something triggered her about an ex, and it threw her into a tizzy. So I'm not sure.
Do you ever watch, like, when you're trying to fix something? Like, I remember when, this is going to sound so lame, but when we got a Peloton, I was like figuring out a screw on the shoes, and I Googled it, and there was, you know, those YouTube videos of, it's always like men talking.
Always.
You're like, all right, first you're going to do this, and then you're going to shit. And it's like 10 hours long.
It's almost relaxing, though. And it is weird, though. I'm like, show me this one screw. And I get it. With the Peloton shoe, I had the same problem. I was like, come on, Lori, you can do this. You can do this. They do slip.
Yeah.
And I was like, channel your inner SoulCycle front desk girl. You've got this. If you've never been there, I'm so sorry. I can't even explain that joke.
I know exactly what you're saying. Yes.
But it's kind of relaxing. It's our new version of QVC and the Weather Channel, I think, to Google YouTube tutorials.
The Weather Channel?
Do I remember the Weather Channel? I was such a weird child, and I was homeschooled through high school. So I would clean all day, and that would kind of be it was a part of my job, right? Like, I just took that on as a part of my job. So I'd clean all day, and then I'd cook dinner, and I would turn the Weather Channel on while I cleaned, because it was such nice, like, elevator music, and it was relaxing. And like, it'd be like, today the highs are, I didn't feel alone. I felt more like, I felt like I had a friend.
Yes. Also, that's pretty badass that you were just like cleaning the house and doing all these adult things when you were growing up, because I was so bad at stuff.
I mean, you know what? I'll take that. I'll take that, because I wasn't very like, oh, I did this child. So the only thing I ever did, because I wasn't completing anything, school lessons, nothing, to be honest. So I'll take that as a thanks. And you know what?
Yes.
I will tell you, I am a professional cleaner. Like, watch out. Don't even mess with my vacuum lines. And please, for the love of God, if you step on my vacuum lines within the first hour, I will hurt you. I will break a pinky finger.
Your vacuum lines.
You know it's true.
Yes, you are sparkling clean.
It's bad. I had to let go. Now I have people living with me right now, like my brother-in-law and his girlfriend. And they're actually very clean, but that's how anal I am, is I'm like, how long is that coffee cup going to sit there? Oh, you're still drinking it? Okay. That's fine.
I feel like you're very conscious of the energy in the space. It's like you make it very pretty and open and like free for thoughts to come in.
That is what it is. Thanks for that, Evans. It makes me feel a little less crazy. Tell me about one of your crazy quirks. Like, tell me something that you're like, oh shit, this is like, this legit, if people knew about it, could be a real problem.
Okay, this is probably, you know, and I'm just going to share it. I like have recently become very fascinated with how often you need to clean your belly button.
Interesting. Do you think it's the type of belly button that you have though?
Yeah, I do have like a hardcore innie. And I'm just like, one day I was like, when's the last time I really got in there? Like, is it clean in there? And people, you get like infections.
Yeah, it's true. It depends on the shape of your belly button. I've never had that. Now, listen up. When I spray tan, I can find residual spray tan. And I'm like, I haven't spray tan for 2 months. You got to be kidding me. So I guess you're right. I guess you're right. Like, yeah, for sure. But my dad growing up, he would always be like, oh, more lint. And I was like, are you a GE dryer? Like, this is unreal.
Oh, look at that.
Like, if you would have kept a lint pile and then I could have made like a little blanket and covered up my cousin's gerbil with it. Yeah, we literally, what I'm proud of today is how by the 10 minute mark, we got to a belly button lint gerbil blanket. So I'm happy about that. Usually it takes the 12 minute mark to get that crazy.
That would be a good password.
Question. Do you think people are like, this is absolutely insane right now? So we have our normal listeners who can't wait for this one. And then we have the people who like, they went to like a Joe Dispenza interview and this accidentally came on after it. And everything that Joe Dispenza just rewired their brain about, we undid it. So
they do. Because a lot of people don't like the talking. They don't like talking.
No, this which is...
If you don't like talking...
That's strange to me. I love it. And it's probably the thing that's brought me the most joy in life. So what I want to say is thank you. And I actually enjoy poking fun of this, even though it's one of my favorite highlights of my entire life. So with that said, Evans, do you have a review?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, man.
I just love
this.
This is from C&B Campbell.
C&B Campbell. Man. I'm ready for it.
She's related to Campbell Soup.
Oh,
I first started listening to Earn Your Happy a few years ago and has become a part of my daily morning ritual. When I need a good belly laugh, I listen to Lori and Evans. When I need to work on myself, I listen to Lori's quickies. When I need inspiration on working on my business, there are so many great guest interviews. And then I want to work on my relationship. When I want to really work on my relationship with my husband, I listen to He Said, She Said. There is something for all the pieces of my life. Thank you, Lori, for sharing stories, experiences, and knowledge with the world.
Oh my gosh. I love you. Thank you so much for that review. They really mean the world. You have no idea. And yeah, I mean, here you go. Here's a jewel for today. Evans and I.
Really keeping the good stuff going.
You know, I don't know how we do this every week. We just keep dipping into the well of humor. It's endless, Evans. It's endless. All right. So thank you so much for that review. You guys, if you, we pick a review of the week every single week, and we would love to give you a shout out and love to hear your amazing experience of the podcast. So no, it really means the world. I don't think people get it. Like it makes our entire
day. Nice.
So, okay. What's a quote, Evans? Tell me your quote and why this is affecting you this week.
Okay. I picked a quote from Elbert Hubbard. I'm not sure who that person is. It's from a book, that Hoda Kotb book.
Sounds delicious.
the quote is, the greatest mistake you can make in life is to be continually fearing you will make one.
Oh gosh. Tell me why. Tell me why you picked it.
Because I've just had so much fear about, I just keep going back to that fear of, this is stupid and this isn't going to sound good and I shouldn't do this and it's all wrong.
Wow. Yep. I'm literally, it's so funny because as you send like amazing emails to me, I'm like, dang, I hope she like knows how great this is. So I can't wait for like more data so that you can actually, sometimes that's what it takes. Do you know what I mean though? Like sometimes you got to just keep, and trust me, I so understand it. Like I am in that space of such creativity and like, you don't know, but let me tell you, like when those thoughts come in, and this is for everybody listening and for myself, like it blocks the really good stuff. So I just put out that quote, child, because I loved it. I heard it on, it was Rhonda Byrne on a Lewis Howes podcast, and she said, you know, the craziest thing is if all we ever focused on was what we wanted was all we would ever get, but instead we don't. And so we get a whole lot of other emotions and feelings and all of these other things. And I was like, that's it. I literally have just kept that in my mind since last week of stop thinking of the conversations or the things that could happen, you know, that you're fearing. It's a, like Gabby Bernstein always says, like, worry is a prayer for chaos. So it's just, you got to switch that, girlfriend, because you're doing awesome work in the world. And everybody I know, you're their favorite person, which really, really bothers me deeply because they know me too. You know what? I'll be second in line to you. It's fine.
You're too kind.
Emotionally scarred over here. Okay. So let me tell you my quote.
Okay.
I have a list of four in front of me only because that's what came up on this Google search. Yeah, but I think I'm going to do this one. Hold on. Where did it go? Oh,
he's
yeah.
Gonna be really
Charles
good.
J. Givens. Not sure if he's related to Lisa. That's if you're too, you might be too young for that. That's 1980s. Okay. It says, to design the future effectively, you must first let go of your past. Just thought that was so great. You got to not be the person you were in order to become the person you want to be. Like, you can't bring that same thought process. You can't think the same way that you did to change. And that is one of the toughest things to learn. And I can tell you, it's really easy for me to think negatively, especially in the morning before 10 a.m. I don't know what it is. It's just how I've always been. I'm like grumpy, you know, not on these podcasts because you're a ray of sunshine. You make my life. Just the truth. I'm not going to not tell people how I feel. Okay. You should tell everyone how you feel about them.
You really right. should.
You should, because you don't know if Zoom is going to work that day or not to pop on. So weird. Okay. To design the future effectively, you must first let go of your past. So Evans, what is a way of thinking for you that you have to let go of in order to step into your, what you know you're capable of? Because at the core, let me ask you a question. Let your higher self answer. Do you know that you're capable of really great things? Like, do you have moments where you're like, I have greatness in me. I have to figure out how to get that out.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the only thing that's actually blocking that when you sit down is allowing yourself to marinate in those other thoughts of like not enoughness, overthinking. Like, you actually have to put stuff down, not overthink it, and then send that and get feedback. So don't let your lower self give yourself feedback. Allow somebody outside of you to give feedback. And I think that's where we get messed up, because your lower self goes in and re-edits, and that ain't going to work.
You just had, if I was Oprah right now, that would have been a tweetable moment. You know how she's always like, oh, that was an aha tweetable moment.
Oh, I don't know, but
you did. Don't let your lower self give yourself feedback.
Oh, that's so good. Don't let your lower self edit your higher self's work.
Yes. That just took it to the next level.
That we were at level one. Now we just went to Mario World level two. Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of questions. this is good. This is from Sherry Ashomayan. I'm really sorry, Sherry.
Okay. Sherry Ashomayan. Thank you for asking this question.
I feel like when people put their handles on, I'm trying to read a license plate and I totally do the wrong thing.
Yeah. And you're like, I can't actually read numbers. So this is tough. Yeah, it's like,
yes,
it has like a letter or a number 8 in it and a 0. And you're like, is this like the date of your birth, or is this actually part of your R2-D2 name?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, are you into Star Wars, or is this like there were no handles available?
We'll just go with Sherry.
Okay, Sherry. Okay. We're excited.
The vision I have for myself and my professional work sometimes feels too big.
Ah.
Then I question, who am I to take that on? How do I overcome this?
Oh, this is so good. Welcome to our worlds. It's a whole new world. I'm going to sing it.
It is.
I'm not.
Do it.
But I can show you the world. Shiny, shimmering, splendid. Come on, it's Aladdin. Okay, here we go. So It should feel too big. That is called a God-sized dream. And the dreams that are the most important for you to fulfill in your life are the ones that require faith and a skill set outside of what you currently have. So anything short of that is going to be a life that isn't for someone like you who can see the dream and the vision. If you don't go for that thing, it will eat you up. Like it will swallow you whole. And I love that. It's actually a Bible quote. But it's, if you don't bring forth what is within you will consume you. And that is one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard and the most true to the core things I have ever heard. I believe that's gospel of everyone's listening right now. Like, are you kidding me? You're slaughtering this. Gospel of John, or you can Google it and you can find out where it's from. But that quote changed my life when I heard it because I was like, oh my gosh, if I don't bring this big vision forward, it's going to keep doing what it's been doing. That is keeping me up at night and making me feel anxious and making me feel like there's so much more to give. And it can even make you show up different in your relationships. It can make you resentful. It can make you blame other people. And it takes complete ownership and knowing that, you know, another quote that is just hanging with me right now, like I'm using every day, is faith begins where your skill set ends. And, you know, if we had the skill set for it, if we had all of the knowledge, if we had all the network, then you would never have to tap into faith ever. And I don't know of one successful person that I've heard of that didn't say, you know, I had to surrender. I had to have faith. I had to let go. I had to just believe. And that it will never, you're not dreaming big enough if you don't have to use those things. And it just won't happen if you're not. Why would you ever be like, you know what? I'm going to dream a dream that I can get done this week. Oh, that just, you know, that lights me up. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do all the dishes by Friday. That's the dream. I have the skill set for it. I know the people. I've got the dishwasher. Like, come on, guys. In order to live into your highest self, you have to be so challenged. And it's like, in order to do that, you're going to have to not have the skill set for it. Otherwise, it'd literally just be like a woodworker being like, you know what? My dream is to make 20 widgets, like 20 little carvings. 20 little gnome carvings. Like that's not a life purpose. You're not at the end of your life and on your tombstone, it says, I hit the 20 gnome carving mark. You know, it's not a life well lived. And that's fun. But if you already know how to do it and you're already popping out gnomes left and right, then it's...
I feel like gnomes are a common theme for this podcast for some reason.
I don't know why. I don't know. Okay. Oh, I feel like, do you think we could, that joke is worn out. Okay. Let's move on.
But speaking of gnomes.
Yes.
Okay. My neighbors and I were talking about this because there's someone on our street who has garden gnomes.
Yes.
And apparently when you put one down, it's like a sign that you're a swinger. This is a rumor on the neighborhood street.
Is that a well-known rumor?
Well, I Googled it.
Did you get that joke or not? They say good jokes are the ones you have to repeat. So you Googled it. Is it on? Is it true?
I mean, there's some thoughts that it could be true. So
I got to be honest. Someone right now is freaking out because they have 47 gnomes around and they're not a swinger. And then the people who are like, wait a minute, where do I find Shirley from Scranton to go buy all her gnomes?
I know. I'm just saying, if you're interested in having someone else come over,
gnome it up.
Put
the gnome down. But you're not saying like Barry put the gnome's head in the dirt. You're saying just put them down. Okay.
Apparently you're supposed to tip them over and everyone's going to be like, this is the worst podcast I've ever heard in my life. But I'm just saying, look, the neighbor said it's
no,
true.
This is serious American history right now that you need to know about. Here's the thing is like, there are people who now feel informed. And my question is, so if I was a swinger and all of a sudden I see a gnome, is it like, what's the protocol? Do I just knock on that door? Do I just go, hey, I see you have a gnome. Was wondering if we could explore that. Like, you know, that's the weirdest. That's why these things like are so weird to me. Like you probably, I feel like swingers would rather put their stuff on the internet than be like, you know what? I want all my neighbors to know because I'd love to like make things weird with my neighbors and have a relationship with them. And if it doesn't work, I'm still living by them.
Oh, that would be terrible to like be in a swinging relationship.
Yeah.
Whatever you call it.
Yeah. What if people think this is porch swinging? You know what I mean? And it's like, no, we just like to really swing with our neighbors. We're Southern. We love sweet tea. And we put the gnomes out. I would be in a swingers relationship if it was that type of swinging. Now, I have nothing against it, actually. You know what? If that is your cup of tea, you do what you need to do in this life.
You do you.
Yeah, I just don't even think about it. Hey, thanks for that. Do you have another question? Let's get off that subject.
Yes. Okay. This is from Tima922. I am struggling with creating and implementing a strategic plan for my goals. Where do I start?
I'm struggling with creating a strategic plan for my goals. Where do I start? I always think that you need to start, especially in the beginning. I think depending on where you are in your entrepreneurship journey, I think giving yourself easier tasks is better. And I do think the biggest thing is mapping it out. So start with your big vision of where you want to be and don't go too big. Don't go 5 years. Don't even go a year. Go, where do I want to be in 6 months with this vision? And then back down the 6 months to 3 months. So what's an important 3 month goal for me to hit? So if you've never been online before, let's say you're taking your business online. Let's say you did what I did and you're a personal trainer who has an in-person business and you want to take something like that online or maybe anything online. I would first say, the very first thing that you can do is learn that if you want to start creating a product of any kind, you need to have an audience for it. So there's always the thing that needs to be done, and that is to acquire audience. So I think that you need to learn where your audience is. Who is your customer for this thing? Where are they? What do they want to know? What do they want to hear? So if you need to start being positioned as the expert in that particular arena, so let's say you are that personal trainer who's had an in-person studio, or let's say you want to go and be a life coach or a spiritual coach or whatever that is, or you have a product coming out. If you look at like my Light Pink page, Light Pink is not out yet, but I'm creating a community. So I'm creating awareness. I'm creating the audience. So I'm acquiring the audience right now. So I'm doing that through showing up consistently every day. I'm doing that through speaking to that woman in her own voice. I'm doing that through, and these are all data collectors for me. It's all a test. So with every post I put out, I'm going back and looking, did this do well? What did they like? What are they saying? Because not only is it important for acquiring audience, but you're also collecting data of like, who is this customer for when you actually launch your thing? So you can always, even before the product exists, I think one of the most important things you can do is acquire audience. And then from there, it can be like, what are my, what would be the next thing that I need to do in order to be making this thing? So you back it down, whether that's Google, you know, for me, it was, how do I formulate an alcoholic beverage? I literally put that in the Google bar and started looking. And the first thing that came up was like, well, you want to find a formula house and somebody who can help you create it. So I started reading on those pages and all of the steps to that. And, you know, going back to the gym, it was like, okay, I want to create an online membership. And it was like, okay, I need to start adding value to this audience that I'm trying to speak to and acquire. So in order to acquire audience, my first things was to kind of like become the expert in the fitness world to them, was to just give them value every day. So did you know, or I find that when I do this, or this is where I struggle. So I'm really trying to relate to them as well. And then give them some sort of, you know, info or tip that could help them for the day, whether that's through mindset, because that can be a part of fitness. Maybe you love that. Meal planning, that's a part of fitness if you love that. So it's starting smaller than you think and then kind of saying, okay, I'm going to focus on this for, you know, 2 months. And now I'm going to start mapping out what my possible product could be as I build this.
I love that because it kind of goes with another, Jenna Tinkinson was asking, what are the best ways you add value if you don't have a big social media following? And I feel like you just answered that.
Yes.
You kind of just put yourself out there and just put stuff, just try.
Oh my gosh. Put yourself out there. Go make a one pager, which is just like a little pitch for podcasting. And for also like writing articles. Like if you want to be there's so many people. We have to remember, it's not like people are out there like, oh, I'm anointing this person good enough to write this article for Well and Good or for these other blogs or whatever this looks like. Like you need to position yourself to be seen in a lot of things, you know, throughout the year or the 6 months. So they are hungry content needing machines. So they need your content. They need your article. They need your wisdom. So start going on podcasts and talking about the thing that you love. So pitch yourself about a certain topic to certain podcasts that are a fit. Pitch yourself to these blogs, pitch yourself to magazines. And it doesn't matter who you are. If you've got a good pitch or a good recipe that you know they need for springtime coming up because everybody wants light recipes or whatever that looks like, they need contributors so bad. And you can't be, you can't just try this once and not get a yes and then quit. You have to hustle. And if people like, it needs to be your full-time job of hustling to get out there. And that's the thing, is that's how you can also acquire audience, is get in front of already existing audiences by adding value to them. Figure out what they need. Do they need an article on blank? Do they need a conversation on this? Is their audience potentially hungry for X, Y, and Z conversation? How can you add value to that and get in front of them? And that's how you build your value in yourself, is getting out there.
And make a reel.
Yeah, make a reel. And who was that question from?
That was from Jenna Atkinson.
Wow. Oh, she's amazing. Yeah, we love her. Jenna Atkinson is awesome. Okay, you guys, so grateful for you. Evans, you and I could talk all day.
Yeah, we could.
So fun.
About gnomes.
We really could. Gnomes were a great topic today. Thanks for bringing that value. I really enjoyed it. I really did. When I say that, I mean, I'm really serious. So thank you. And thanks for making me aware. Like, now I'm really going to go through my neighborhood with a different, you know, a different lens. So
I'm just saying, be on the lookout. You never know.
You never know. You know, it's going to be a fun new game. Spot the neighbors with the gnomes. So, all right, you guys, let us know who you find out in that neighborhood. Evans, last tidbit of information that you just feel could rock someone's world today.
I just feel like we need to remind ourselves that we are capable of it.
Yeah, we really are. And you have to believe it first, and you just have to go for it and have faith. So you guys, we love you. Thank you so much for your reviews and ratings. Always make sure you text me if you want to send in a question and to have us shout you out. Maybe we'll talk about gnomes with you as well. So until next time, remain questionably awesome and earn all of your happy. Bye.
Woohoo. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.